Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Friday's episode, One Good Question, 50% Facts. If you want to get involved, head over to goodcompanydiscord.com, like-minded community, early access, and discounts on our apparel, as well as a chat on the left that has one good question. You can ask us anything, and you have a chance to be featured, but we have a special guest in-house, and we have business owners here, so I'm going to give the question myself because we didn't have a business one set up. Question of the day, kind of two-parter, or you can take it as you want. One, what is one piece of advice you'd give someone in business or that wants to do business to do well? Or two, what is one gift you think you have that allows you to be better at running a business than perhaps being an employee? Because a lot of people, I think, start businesses and they're just like, well, I don't like authority or whatever. And that's just like a dumb excuse. Same idea, at least in our world, it happens a lot. Like, I like lifting weights. I'm going to open a gym. But that's just like so nothing to do with anything. Because we talked about in the past episode a little bit about education and what a job is versus the knowledge you have. Just because you like to lift weights has zero to do with owning a gym. You could be the best gym owner in the history of gym owners and not lift weights ever. Mm-hmm. Like, they're so unrelated. Your job, obviously, typically when you start it, you probably want the tools to be good at it. So mm-hmm. the business owning and the job itself are a little bit more interrelated than running a gym. But yeah, what you got? You got any ideas?
So that first question, I'm going to recite it again and again and again. The best advice I could give any business owner is to treat every single person on this earth how you want your family treated. Bam. Get it tattooed on you. Learn it. Live it. Embrace that. It will take you farther than you will ever imagine. And what makes me good in my gift, I mean, I'm a people person. I'm a natural born networker. I can find something to relate to with anybody. The key is to listen and to be able to relate. And to be able to bring my services and tie them into my community is just by, you know, being a good guy, straight up. I mean, there's no gimmicks. There's no sales tactics here. I got a compliment the other day and it said, Ryan, you are authentic. I am authentic. Take it or love it. There are cheaper plumbers out there. There are better plumbers out there. Here I am. I can help you right now. So just, you know, when you see opportunity, take it. Closed mouth doesn't get fed. When opportunity meets preparation is when you get to show off your skills. You know what I mean? So yeah. Being a good guy in the right time, the right place, fair services.
Yeah, I think those are great. Especially that first one, I think, you know, can work for probably 99% of businesses out there. I'm sure there's one out there where you deal with no humans. Mm. You know, I don't know, programming or some shit, and you're just sitting at a laptop all day. But any other job, and I tell my team all the time that we're here every day, and so we get used to this gym and this environment. But when our clients or members come in, this is their escape. You know, we got to give them the best day they've ever had. This is, you know, maybe they had a bad day, maybe they had a great day. It doesn't really matter. But the way we can make their day better is to be their kind of escape. And that's all customer service. That's all how you treat people. That's saying what's up to everybody in here. Mm-hmm. And then the authenticity on top of it. I remember even being in high school. And I don't know why. Maybe it was just popping off. I think we're similar age. But Jamba Juice was just popping mm-hmm. off maybe. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't really have it until like high school. And I remember how annoying I thought all the workers were. Because they're like fake saying hi to me. Yeah. I'm like, just don't say hi at that point. You know, just say like, what's up or something. Yeah. And obviously we have a smaller business than a Jamba Juice scaling worldwide. But like, we do such a good job of that. And shout out to my team. Just saying what's up to people. Mm-hmm. You just say what's up.
Acknowledging.
You know? It's just so simple and so easy. I hate it, you know, walking to Nordstrom's or whatever too. And they're all fake. Like, how can I help you? You don't want to help me. Mm-hmm. Just say hi or like probably ignore me. I'd rather be ignored at this point if it's going to be fake.
Yeah. Give me the real.
Yeah, just say hello.
I'm looking for real.
Yeah, it's fucking weird.
And I think a lot of other people are too. And that's probably been my success.
Yeah.
Is I'm authentic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm not doing anything. I'm nothing special. I'm just doing what my mom and dad taught me to do.
Especially a trade like yours or like mechanics and stuff like that. I feel like a lot of people already coming in with an eyebrow raise. At least I even do because it's just like something I know nothing about. Mm-hmm. You know? So like if you can be real with me, then I'll probably trust you. If I smell something weird, no pun intended, then I'm probably not going to like, then I'm not going to, you know what I mean? Like yeah. Mechanics are the worst. I hate mm-hmm. them. Car sales. All these people are, I always feel like they're trying to pull the rug under me. I'm like, dude, just say hello. Let's mm-hmm. have a conversation right. And then we can figure it out from there.
Yeah, totally.
I think that, like, for me personally, and I think just, like, period, is just being a problem solver. Problem solver for yourself, problem solver for other people, you know. And that takes some creativity sometimes. Mm-hmm. And if you have that creativity, the better you are at the problem solving. I think that, I don't know, that's kind of where my head is most of the time. I think that what's harder for me if I'm in problem solving mode is being in like long-term planning mode. I can do that, but then I have to step away from the other part of it because I get down into the details too much.
Yeah.
You need to be able to kind of have a little bit of a long view.
Yeah.
You know, how do you want things to run in the future? What do you want your business to look like in the future? Mm-hmm. That it's helpful to know that going in. And I think it's hard to know, as well. I don't know. We've learned a lot running this business. There are things I would do differently now going, you know, if I were starting over now.
Yeah. Or, but you always just learn by doing. Yeah. I think the long-term vision is always hard because they always say, like, you got to keep the long-term goal, but not the long-term path. Like, the path is going to change as long as you keep the goal the same because you can't project that much out. Even big companies obviously have an issue, right? Like, was it Nike? I think Nike had, like, their first down quarter in years. Fucking Adidas. Like, you know what I mean? And they have the smartest people with the most analytics on the world, and they can't do it perfectly, right? So as long as you keep the long-term vision, I think the route getting there isn't as important. Mm-hmm.
Not losing yourself, you know what I mean, along the way. Like, keeping your morals.
Yeah. Or like, knowing what you're good at.
That,
right?
Because not forgetting where you came from.
Yeah, if you're trying to be something you're not, all of a sudden you're trying to be the XYZ. You're supposed to be the Italian fabricated bathtub guy. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what you do.
Right.
You know, do what you fucking do. Do your job.
And you said earlier, like, you can fake it till you make it, but you can only fake it for so long.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just be authentic.
Yeah.
You know, and that's okay. Find out what you're good at. Find out what you're not good at. Failure.
Yeah, right?
I didn't learn much from my success. I learned more from my failure.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I think Jim's right. I mean, business really is just a billion mini problem solvings on the same path to get somewhere. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm best at per se. You know, I can just show up whenever I got to show up. And I think that is also half the battle of anything. Mm-hmm. If you have a little bit of skill, or you'll learn along the way. But and you mentioned it in the longer form, if you guys go check that Wednesday episode out. But just saying yes to opportunities and just showing up, mm-hmm. you know, you don't know if you're good at plumbing or not, but you showed up when the guy invited you, and that's all that matters. And you showed up day after day after day after day, and then you're going to figure it out. So if you continue to show up, whatever that process is, some days it might be 20 emails, some days it might be 20 calls, mm-hmm. it might be 20 interviews, whatever it might be. It doesn't really matter as long as you kind of show up.
And I think it's
probably get somewhere.
Your mindset too, you know what I mean? Like, when bad stuff happens, it's okay.
Yeah.
Because bad stuff's going to happen.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Stop? No. Put all that energy to move forward because you're still moving forward. You still want that goal, right?
Yeah, you can't. Can't just pause everything.
No, yeah. So mindset was huge for me. Just being unstoppable.
Yeah, you mentioned being a cup half full type guy too, and you just got, that's what I do believe you can really fake till you make, because not everyone's gonna be positive, and especially in your world, I'm sure you come across terrible people and terrible mm-hmm. situations, and any job you have, you're gonna have down days and bad stuff, but as much as you can fake positive for yourself and fake positive for your team and the job around you, it's never going to make it worse. Mm-mm. But being cup half full will make it worse.
Yeah, falling apart not going to help.
Yeah, the problem is going to come regardless.
Yeah, your team's going to see you falling apart.
Yeah,
and they're like doubting.
Something bad's going to happen regardless. And if you want to be negative about it, it's going to happen regardless. If you want to mm-hmm. be positive about it, it's going to happen regardless. So as much as you can just show up, problem solve, be as positive as you can,
move forward.
Real as you can. Yeah.
I think that you touched on something too that is kind of knowing what your scope is.
Yeah.
Like what you're going to be capable of actually doing, because a really fast road to a bad reputation is taking on something that you don't know how to do and then doing it badly.
Yeah. And obviously every business is super dependent, but like if I was to start a plumbing business today, I'm not a plumber. So mm-hmm. the first hire is someone you're not good at. And that's an easy black and white answer. But if you're in a more corporate situation, if you're not the money guy, first hire should probably be a CFO. If you're not a good sales guy, or you don't have the gift of gab, first hire is probably a salesman. Mm-hmm. It seems simple, but it is harder to do, obviously, said than done. But a lot of that is just knowing what you're good at, mm-hmm. following through. Plug away, man. Where can they find you?
Socials, Instagram, Rhino Rooter Plumbing, Facebook, Rhino Rooter Plumbing. You find me on my website, rhinorooter.org.
What's your geographical scope? So you're in Sacramento, but how far do you service?
So out of Sac, I'd say an hour outside of Sac.
Okay.
75 square miles to Sacramento.
There you go.
I go as far as Vacaville, Placerville, Georgetown, Grass Valley. All around. But yeah, anything inside or outside the house, I'm a residential specialist, sewer, drains, and water. Give the rhino. I make your problems go away.
Yeah, give him a call in Northern California if you guys got some help or need some help. I'm telling Mike where you want to find me. 3sb.co for all your apparel needs. Sacramento, California, 3rd Street Barbell. And we'll catch you in the next one.
We haven't asked this in a while, but if you could just pop over to Apple Podcasts or whichever platform that you use to listen to this show and just give us a 5-star or whatever the highest rating is, if you're feeling it. Highest rating, that helps. It always helps us with discoverability. There's a lot of like debate about whether it does, but like every big podcast tells you this, and so it must be true, right? Anyway, I'm at the Jim McD on all the social media. The show is 50% Facts, where percent is a word and 50 is just numbers. 50% Facts is a Spreaker Prime podcast in association with iHeartMedia on the Obscure Celebrity Network, and we'll talk to you next week.